You're done with Meteor Psalm. Psalm 77. I won't read the whole psalm, although it must be understood in its whole context. I read this often quoted verse 9. I'll go from there, though I'm not disregarding at all the 8 verses that go before, and I shall refer to them. Verse 9. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Psalm 77, verse 9. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember his wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy works, for all thy work, and talk of all thy doings. This is the burden what I have before me, thy way. O God is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength amongst the people. Thou hast with thy right arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob, Joseph, Seal. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. Clouds poured out waters. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in heaven. Lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the deep, in the sea. Thy path is in great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. I'm only going to read a verse, if you'll bear with me, in the next psalm. He took David from the sheepfolds. Following the ewes, great with young, he brought them to feed Jacob his people, Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Wonderful words, aren't they? Next, you needn't turn to it. The next psalm, I merely refer to it. So we, thy people, the sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Psalms are very wonderful. Psalm 77, most elusive psalm. A most elusive psalm, Psalm 77. It's the third psalm which is dedicated to this elusive man, Jeduthun. Jeduthun, this man was a strong worshipper. He is depicted as a strong worshipper. Strong appeal to God. Psalm 39, Psalm 62, and this one, Psalm 77. I never was interested in that psalm until one night A knock came to my door, our door, my wife was there. It's over 20 years ago. And when the door was opened, there was a young woman whom I knew. And she said, I want to speak to you. So I took her in. She was very distressed. My wife prudently left the room. And she opened her soul to me. And I looked into her soul that night. What brought her to that door that particular night was they had found she had breast cancer and she would go for the surgeon and she would face the knife. So she came to me. I don't know. The state that this man's soul was in as he pours it out in the sand. Verses I never read, I didn't read them. And I didn't know where to turn. I turned to Psalm 77 and I read that first half. And she says, that's where I am. And the tears, you know, they were rushing down her cheeks. And she told me how unfaithful she had been, as she deemed it to be, to her Lord and Master. They just pulled down her cheeks. And I read these verses to her. I've read this psalm often since. Often since. Jeduthun was a man, one of the men, one of the three singers, in that glorious day, when Solomon reigned, when there was no enemies, and when the Son of the Lord never greeted through the house of the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Heman, Ethan, and Asaph. That word Ethan, I've come to the conclusion, and I'm glad I read Dr. Scofield agreed with me. I was glad somebody agreed with me. Dr. Scofield agreed with me. I was quite happy about it. You'll get the offspring of the one man, and you'll get the forebears of the other man, but you won't get both of any of the two of them, so you don't know. It's Ethan. It's really Ethan. There's a psalm dedicated to Ethan. The closing psalm of this book, the third book, the books of the Psalms, there are 54 verses in it. You couldn't exhaust it in 6 months. You couldn't exhaust it in 6 months. I pass on. Jeduthun. I've come to the conclusion that he'd finish in Babylon. I may be wrong. I put a great question mark at that. But he had seen what the widow of the priest saw in 2 Samuel. The glory of the Lord is departed, for the ark of God is taken. And what did she call him? She called him Ichabod. The child was born. She was in pregnancy. The child was born. The news came. The glory has departed. For the ark of God is taken. I think that's where this man is. The day of glory had passed. I hope William will excuse me, because I must think I should explain this. Willie has been giving us the dispensational side of it, the dispensational side of the ways of God. I'm trying to draw your attention to the moral ways of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are past. Find out. In this psalm, you'll get two ways. You'll get two ways. And you and I are involved in the two ways. There's a way that we have to walk in responsibility here below, under the eye of God. There's a way where we go in and where we, what shall we say, learn the greatness of God, the love of God, compassions of God, the government of God, and the peace of God. All these things all shine forth, shall we say, in the sanctuary, thy ways in the sanctuary. But I'm not touching that just at the moment. I'm touching the ways that we have to walk through this world from childhood until we say goodbye to this world. And how little we understand that way. That way. How obscure it is. Sometimes almost unexplainable it is. The only way we'll see it is in hindsight, not foresight. We've got no foresight with this way we walk in responsibility day by day under the eye of God. His way is in sea. His path is in great waters, in the deep. Another translation rendered it. His footsteps are not known. How often we reach the stone wall, eh? We reach the stone wall. This man had reached the stone wall. He couldn't see through. No. Faith alone will take you through. That won't. I'm going to substantiate all this by four men as mentioned in the psalm. God doesn't work by speculation. God doesn't speak but by revelation. And there are four men there I'm going to just touch. His way is in the sea. When it goes through the sea comes over it. You never know, never knew where it was. His path is in the deep. They haven't made much of the deep. They've made quite a bit of the sky. They've made a little of the deep. It's a hard place down there to find your way. It's a hard way. If you lose your lifeline, you've had your chips. His way is in the sea. His path is in the deep. His footsteps. Do you notice? You come up, shall we say, his ways in the sea, his ways in the deep. His footsteps! His footsteps are not known. No. But he led them. He led them like a flock. Isn't that lovely? He led them like a flock. By Moses. Think of dear old Moses. Grieved every day with them. He was grieved every day with them. He was forever going in and out to keep them in the wilderness, to keep them as God wanted them in the wilderness. I must start with Jacob. James said to me some years ago, I don't know how you'll face Jacob when you meet him and you've said so much about him. But where's Jacob? There's two men. In Genesis, there are two men in Exodus in the Psalm. Four. So these are the men we've got to work with, these four men. So what does it say about Jacob and thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Now look at Joseph. Look at Jacob. Look at his birth. You would almost think he was a hanger-on. A hanger-on. He was hanging on to his brother's heel when he came out, when he was born. Now hang around. And he stole his birthright. He stole his birthright to the bargain. And then he had to show a clean pair of heels. And he finished up pillowing his head upon a stone. God opened to him his house. He didn't have a house. His uncle says to him, Laban says to him, when you came to me, you didn't have a rag. No, nothing but what he had done. He didn't need a furniture van. That day morning, when the sun rose, when he had pulled his head up on the stone. Well, couldn't have time to go through all this at the time he was Laban. He worked with Laban, hard man. He was a hard man. But Jacob was a clever man. So after he stayed a while, he wanted a wife. So Laban said, well, I'll give you my daughter. Well, he wanted Rachel. He wanted any of the others. He wanted Rachel. And the bargain was made that Jacob would get Rachel. But in the day following the nuptial night, in the morning, in these days in Mesopotamia, you didn't see the bride. She was covered. Lo and behold, in the morning, it was a young woman. It was Leah. I once said to that chap, what were you then? He said, I don't know. Well, I said, I know what I would have done. Taking a slow boat to China. However, to go on the story, he said it's a novel thing to do, and he talks with Laban, and Laban talks to mother. So, this is what they came to. That he would work another 7 years, and he would give him Rachel, he would give Jacob Rachel. But he struck a bargain with him. He put him on what we call the never never, pay as you earn. You put him on pay as you earn. This is the first time, as far as I know, pay as you earn was used. And what Jacob said to Laban was that you'll work for her, but I'll let you have her. But you've got to work another 7 years. But you can have her now. And he did. However, at the end, he made off at the end. And in the night, he had a night flit. And Laban caught him up. So they had a dispute about it. And so they parted. When he came to meet his own brother, that is Esau, it's an interesting, very, very interesting, the meeting between Jacob and Esau. It's the first game of chess that's been played. He put all the pawns in the front, the rook, the knights, and so on, were in the middle, and the king and queen at the back. That's what he did when he was going to face his brother Esau. And he didn't need to do it. There was no cause to do it, because his brother was very kind to him, and he wouldn't take the gifts and so on that he gave him. This was Jacob. Another thing, Jacob, when he buried Rachel, it says he pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Kedar. Jacob was finished with his world when he buried Rachel. He said goodbye to this world when he buried Rachel when she died. Now, what does all this add up to? He says, the God that shepherded me all my life. Bless the lads. And he worshipped. Oh yes, he worshipped. He worshipped leaning upon the stole of his staff, which was given to him after he had wrestled that night. I want the blessing! I want the blessing! And he got up in the dawning of the morning and he limped all the rest of his life. But he worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. What a wonderful God. Yes. It says, when he was born, the elder shall serve the younger. And you know, his brother, his offspring, they were all dukes and duchesses, but not with God. The elder shall serve the younger. And he says it in the close of the last book of the Old Testament. He says, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. What a wonderful God. Why did it come about? He didn't have an idol in his life, this Jacob. There was no one to God's place in his life. He never had an idol. He says, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Here's another man now in the ways of God, the inscrutable ways of God. Here's a man, Joseph. Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. That was his worth. A little more than half the price of a slave. 20 silver pieces. Joseph. He was a man that ruled in the end. He ruled at the end. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou, in Pharaoh. And he ministered. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers, they shot at him, they grieved him, they wounded him, but his bough abode his strength. The blessings of thy father surpass the blessings of my father. Unto the uttermost bounds of the everlasting hills, they shall be upon the head of Joseph. On the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brother. Who would have known? Who would have known that that man was going to rule? Who would have known that Jacob would reach the heights of worship he worshipped leaning from the top of his staff? We can't trace God's ways. How inscrutable are thy judgments, thy ways past finding out. But then there's the other side. There's a side of glory. It's a side where you have Moses. And you side where you have the priest Aaron. The wonderful man Moses. Mm-hmm. He came out with the mind of God while the priest went in and held them in the presence of God. Right. What a wonderful place a sanctuary is. Whether it be a tabernacle, whether it be a temple, whether it be a city, what a wonderful place. Where the glory emanates, where the glory fills, where the glory is supreme. love supreme and bright. Good to the feeblest heart. Use us now as heavenly light. But soon shall be our part. But there only to adore the glory of the wonderful city. City which hath foundations, whose builder and whose maker.